From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Hurricane Gustav has landed. The Category 2 hurricane hit this morning just southwest of New Orleans in Cocodrie, Louisiana. Close to 2 million residents were evacuated from the Gulf Coast over the weekend. The storm has prompted Republicans to change their convention plans as the country keeps a close eye on the powerful storm. In a few moments, we'll get an update from the Republican National Convention in Minnesota from NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving, but right now, we have NPR's Greg Allen, who is here to give us an on-the-ground report from Louisiana. Greg, welcome.
Hi, Tony.
How bad were things when the storm actually hit?
Well, we all expected a very powerful storm yesterday. We thought it could be as much as a Category 4 when it made landfall here. So, you know, New Orleans prepared for a storm that was at least as bad as Katrina. That's what we were looking at. When the storm came ashore, when Gustav made land, he made landfall about many miles southwest of New Orleans, and actually, as you say, made landfall as a much less intense hurricane, Category 2. What that means for New Orleans, being farther away and being less intense, the wind speeds we've seen here were not what we expected or what we prepared for. It's hard to say. We'll get a final read from the meteorologists and the assessors later about what the wind speeds were here, but suffice to say that the storm we saw come through New Orleans today was less than what we expected.
In another way, Greg, the storm was very different from Katrina as far as the evacuation of residents. As we understand it, close to 2 million people were evacuated over the weekend. That must have made things quite different this time.
Exactly, Tony. The catchword around town is lessons learned. You hear that over and over again from public officials, but I've heard it a lot from residents, people who were leaving town when I was talking to them at the bus and train station when they were preparing to board buses and trains out of town over the weekend. People were saying, I stayed during Katrina. I didn't like what happened here. It was not a pleasant place to be, and so I'm taking advantage of the government's help here. And you have to say that the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana did an exceptional job evacuating people out of this city. They moved tens of thousands of people out of here through buses and trains, as I say, picking them up in city buses in their neighborhoods, bringing them to a central location, getting them out of town, and then getting them settled in shelters up in northern Louisiana and also in other states nearby. So it's an effort that cost a lot of money and took a lot of planning, but we have to say went off very well.
At the same time, though, Greg, a number of people stayed, actually, some who stayed through Katrina. Did you talk to any of them, and can you give us a sense of why people felt they should stay, certainly given their experiences with Katrina 3 years ago?
It's interesting, Tony. I just spent some time out driving around talking to people we found out sitting on their porches. I was out there with a reporter, John Burnett, and we talked to many people. I got to say that everybody we talked to had a gun, and that's New Orleans in a hurricane. People are there to protect their property. That's one reason some people stayed. Another reason is some people said, one lady said to us, I just wasn't prepared to go someplace. I didn't want to go spend money I don't want to spend to be someplace I don't want to be. So she said, we just decided we're going to stay. It was as simple as that. Now, some of these people I spoke to, in fact, all of them were very well prepared. They had generators. They have hardened houses with some of them had boards up. But at the same time, they're doing the one family we visited with were having a traditional New Orleans hurricane celebration. They were drinking a bottle of 89 champagne out on their porch, preparing to use filet mignon for steak and eggs. So that's the uptown section of New Orleans. We haven't gotten to the other town part of town where people are maybe not sitting out the storm in such high style. But there are people who believe that the best place to be when a storm hits is at your home.
Now, the Ninth Ward certainly was one of the hardest hit areas from Katrina. Have you heard anything at all about what took place down there?
The one concern we've been dealing with today is there's a little bit of flooding in the Ninth Ward, and flooding might be putting it strongly, but what we've been seeing today is some water lapping over the top of the restored levee there. The Army Corps of Engineers at this point has been reassuring us that it's just water splashing over the top. However, that said, there is a substantial amount of water that has splashed over the top. They say that there's still plenty of clearance and that they don't expect widespread flooding there, but they have one difference between now and Katrina is that they have crews on site to monitor it and to take steps immediately if there is any threat of flooding.
Greg, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tony.
That was NPR's Greg Allen in New Orleans.